I wonder if Titania be awaked. Then what it was that next came in her eye, which she must dote on in extremity. Here comes my messenger. How now, mad spirit? What night rule now about this haunted grove?
My mistress with a monster is in love. Near to her close and consecrated bower, while she was in her dull and sleeping hour, a crew of patches, rude mechanicals that work for bread upon Athenian stalls, were met together to rehearse a play intended for great Theseus' nuptial day. The shallowest, thick skin of that barren sort, who Pyramus presented in their sport, forsook his scene and entered in a break when I did him at this advantage take. An ass's knoll I fixed on his head. Anon his thisby must be answered, and forth my mimic comes. When they him spy, as wild geese that the creeping fowler eye, or russet-pated chuffs many in sort, rising and cawing at the gun's report, sever themselves and madly sweep the sky. So at his sight away his fellows fly, and at our stamp here o'er and o'er one falls, he murder cries and help from Athens calls. Their sense thus weak, lost with their fears thus strong, made senseless things begin to do them wrong. For briars and thorns at their apparel snatch, some sleeves, some hats, from yielders all things catch. I led them on in this distracted fear, and left sweet Pyramus translated there. When, in that moment, so it came to pass, Titania waked and straightway loved an ass.
This falls out better than I could devise. But hast thou yet latched the Athenian's eyes with the love juice, as I did bid thee do?
I took him sleeping, that is finished too, and the Athenian woman by his side, that when he waked, of force she must be eyed.
Stand close. This is the same Athenian.
This is the woman, but not this the man.
Oh, why rebuke you him that loves you so? Lay breath so bitter on your bitter foe.
Now I but chide, but I should use thee worse, for thou, I fear, hast given me cause to curse. If thou hast slain Lysander in his sleep, being overshoes in blood, plunge in the deep and kill me too.
Hermia!
The sun was not so true unto the day as he to me. Would he have stolen away from sleeping Hermia? I'll believe as soon this whole earth may be bored, and that the moon may through the center creep, and so displease her brother's noontide with the Antipodes. It cannot be that thou hast murdered him. So should a murderer look, so dead, so grim.
So should the murdered look, and so should I pierce through the heart with your stern cruelty. Yet you, the murderer, look as bright, as clear as yonder Venus in her glimmering sphere.
What's this to my Lysander? Where is he? Oh, good Demetrius, wilt thou give him me?
I'd rather give his carcass to my hounds.
Out! Out, cur! Oh, that drives me past the bounds of maiden's patience. Hast thou slain him, then? Henceforth be never numbered among men. Oh, once tell true. Tell true even for my sake. Dost thou have looked upon him being awake? And hast thou killed him sleeping? Oh, brave touch! Could not a worm, an adder, do so much? An adder did it. For with doubler tongue than thine, thou serpent never adder stung.
You spend your passion on a misprized mood. I'm not guilty of Lysander's blood, nor is he dead for aught that I can tell.
I pray thee, tell me then that he is well.
And if I could, what should I get, therefore?
A privilege never to see me more! And from thy hated presence part I so! See me no more, whether he be dead or no!
There is no following her in this fierce vein. Here, therefore, for a while, I will remain. So sorrow's heaviness doth heavier grow. For debt, that bankrupt sleep doth sorrow owe. Which now, In some slight measure, it will pay. If for his tender, here I make some stay.
What hast thou done? Thou hast mistaken quite and laid the love juice on some true love's sight. Of thy misprison must perforce ensue. Some true love turned and not a false turned true.
Then fate or rules that one man holding troth, a million fail, confounding oath on oath.
About thee would, go swifter than the wind, and Helena of Athens look thou find. All fancy sick she is, and pale of cheer, with sighs of love that cost thee fresh blood dear. By some illusion, see thou bring her here. I'll charm his eyes again she do appear.
I go, look how I go, swifter than arrow from the Tartar's bow.
Flower of this purple dye, hit with Cupid's archery, sink in apple of his eye. When his love he doth espy, let her shine as gloriously as the Venus of the sky. When thou wak'st, if she be by, beg of her for remedy.
Captain of our fairy band, Helena is here at hand, and the youth mistook by me, pleading for a lover's fee, shall we their fond pageant see?
Lord, what fools these mortals be.
Stand aside. The noise they make will cause Demetrius to awake.
Then will two at once woo one. That must needs be sport alone. And those things do best please me that befall preposterously.